The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parashas is Parashas Re'eh. In Re'eh is found mitzvahs, many mitzvahs. But there are found mitzvahs that deal with the obligations of one Jew to another Jew in regards to tzedakah, lending money to another person, or the mitzvah of maaseres, the maaser, the tenth that a person was obligated to take from his grains and so forth. So let's study some of these mitzvahs tonight. The Torah tells us in Perek Yudalad, Pasuk Chof Beis, Aser to aser is called tfu azarecha yetzi asodi shona shona. A person should separate a tenth of his grains, which grow in his field every year. Now this mitzvah in particular is speaking about the grains, the growth in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara darshins from the Pasuk Aser to Aser, that he should separate a tenth. The Gemara darshins halacha, a law also in regards to tzedakah in general. That Aser to Aser, firstly Aser bishvil shis asher, that if a person will give his maestres, give his grains away properly, and he'll give his tzedakah away properly, then from this he will receive wealth. Aser bishvil shis asher, give away a tenth in order that you shall be wealthy. We'll be speaking a little more on that. Another drosha that the Gemara darshins from here is that the Torah says you should give a tenth. But it says aser to aser twice. So we learn from here that tzedakah should be given generally either a tenth or two tenths, which is a fifth, 20%. We'll speak also on this a little further. What should you do with this tenth of the grains in Eretz Yisrael? So the first tenth goes to the Levi. The second tenth, that you should take to Yerushalayim. You should buy food there. And this shall be the Maaser Degoncho Tireishcha V'Yitzarecho of your grains, of your wine and of your oil, and you should also take the firstborn of your cattle and your sheep, and you shall eat it in Yerushalayim. Then the Torah tells us, "V'halevi asher b'shorecho leisa hazbeno ki ein lechelik v'nachlo imoch," and you shall not forget the Levi, because he was not given a chelik, a portion in Eretz Yisrael. And this refers to the first tenth of all of your crops. 10% of all of your crops and of your wine, your vineyards, and of your oil, your olives, you must give to the Levi. Then the Torah continues, "Miksei shleishonim teitzi es kol maase tvosko bashona ahivi nachtu b'shorecho." After 3 years, if you have not given away your maestros, your 10%, then after 3 years you must not keep it anymore. And then you must give it away. The Levi should come, Bahager, the stranger, Bahayosum, the orphan, Bahamona, the widow, Ashebi Shorecha, the Ochle Vesoveo, and they shall eat and satisfy themselves. Laman Yavarechacho, Ashemelekecha, Bahol Masiotcho, Ashetase, and through this, in order that all of your work shall be blessed, if you will give it away, then from here you'll have blessing. Now here the Torah tells us another law. Why should you give it to the orphan, or to the almona, or to the widow, or to the stranger? The 10% that you gave every year that you're obligated to give to the Levi, second 10% of the first year and of the second year that you took to Yerushalayim. You either took these crops or you took money instead, and you would buy food in Yerushalayim, and that was eaten only in Yerushalayim. On the third year, this was known as Maaser Oni. The The first tenth was Ma'aser Rishon, the second tenth was Ma'aser Sheni. And the third year, the Ma'aser Sheni was dedicated to Ma'aser Oni, to the Anim. Instead of you bringing it to Yerushalayim and eating it there, together with your family, you would give it to the poor. Then the Torah continues. Miketz Sheva Shonim Ta'aseh Shemitah. At the end of 7 years, there shall be a Shemitah. V'zeh Dvar HaShemitah. Shomei Kol Baal Ma'ashi Yodei Asher Yashe Bereyu La'yigish Yisrael V'sochiv Kikor Shemitah L'Hashem. At the end of 7 years, any debts that were owed to you because you lent money, these the Torah cancels. So you shall not go and collect any of your loans, any of your debts, once the 7th year comes. This is speaking in Eretz Yisrael during the time of the Beis Hamikdash. We have, this is called Shemitah's Ksofim. There was Shemitah's Karka and Shemitah's Ksofim. The 7th year when the land would become fallow, cancellation of planting of the land, and Shemitah's Ksofim, cancellation of all of your debts, that if you owed money, they would be cancelled. If you borrowed, or if you lent money, you weren't allowed to collect it. But this was all in Eretz Yisrael during the time of the Beis Hamikdash. We still have a Shemitah today in regards to money, but this was only a Din Darabonan. This the rabbis enacted in order that we should not forget the Din of Shemitah. The non-Jew you can collect your debts from, but not from the Jew. There will not be any poor people in your land, because Hashem will bless you in all of the land that in all of the inheritance that He will give you. So Rashi brings, later on the Torah says that there will always be poorer people. When Klal Yisrael will fulfill the will of the Almighty, then the Avyonim, the poor, will be by other nations, will not be by you. So if you will fulfill the will of the Almighty, and you will give your tzedakah, and you will cancel out your debts, in the 7th year, there will be no poor people amongst Klal Yisrael. But if you do not fulfill the will of the Almighty, then they will be poor amongst yourselves. The Vilna Gaon at one time was contemplating to leave home and go to Eretz Yisrael and move his entire family there. So he was going to go alone first to see if he could settle everything. He never made it. Shemayim was not maskim, heaven was not agreeable that he should leave and go to Eretz Yisrael. But when he left, he wrote a will, he wrote a letter, a tzavo. He wrote a letter to his family instructing them what they should do. So one of the things that he mentioned was that they should be very, very careful to give tzedakah, and they should give not 10%, but they should give 20%. He writes that if everyone would give 20%, then lo yechdal emyon, ki lo yebocha emyon. He said, then we would see the prophecy that there would be no poor people amongst Klal Yisrael. Rak im shema tishma b'kol Hashem elakecho, lishma lasis is kol ha-mitzvah zeis asher anechi metzavcha hayom. If you will listen to what Hashem has commanded you, then Hashem will bless you. And va'avarta goyim rabim, He will bless you with so much money that you will not, Israel will not only be able to eradicate poverty from their own nation, but they will be in a position to lend mighty nations money. Batolei savot, and Israel will never have to borrow money. Umeshalta begoyim rabim, and they will rule over mighty nations. Ubecholei im sholu, and other nations will not rule over you. Then the Torah tells us, Ki yeh v'cho ebyoin me'achad achecho b'achad shorecho b'atzecho asher Hashem alakecho neisem bo. What happens if there is a poor person, one of your brothers, in your gates, in your land, And here Rashi brings that a brother comes before another person. A closer member of your family comes first. Ba'achat sho'arecho, in your gates, aniyei ha'ir, the poor of your city comes before others. Be'artzecho, those of your land comes before others. Asher Hashem elokecha na'asin loch, which Hashem will give to you. So le'sa'amitz es levovcha ve'le'sik beis hatziyotcha mi'achicha evyon. You shall not harden your heart, and you shall not close your hand from your brother who is poor. Ki b'seach tiftach es yotcha lo'i. You shall open your hand to him. Va'avei tavitena de'machzer alei. You shall give him or you shall lend him. De'machzer asher yechsa lo'i. What he needs. Here Rashi brings, incidentally, the Gemara brings in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought that even though the poor of your city come before the poor of another city, but poor of Eretz Yisrael take priority over the poor of another city. Rashi brings, Leisa Amitz, Yesh Lecha Odom Shemetztayri Im Yitein Im Leyitein. Some people, they will be upset if they will give, and they will be upset if they will not give. So therefore the Torah tells, Leisa Amitz, do not harden your heart. Yesh Lecha Odom Shepeshet Eshodah V'Keivtzei. There are some that will stretch out their hand to give, but then they will not be able to. Therefore the Torah tells us, do not harden your fist. Do not close your fist. Pasoach tiftach, you shall surely open your hand to him, afilu kama pomim, even many times. You shall lend to him. If he will not take the money, then lend it to him. Dei machsere, as much as he needs, but you're not obligated to make him wealthy. Asher yechsalei, but what he is accustomed to. If the person was a wealthy person, and he was accustomed, afilu sus lirkevalov, he was accustomed to have a horse and a runner. He was such a wealthy person, and then he went insolvent and he lost all of his money. Then you must help him reestablish himself to the level that he lived before. Lo, what does it mean? Poseach tiftach es yotcho lo, zu isho. This refers to a wife. If a poor man comes, an orphan comes, not only are you obligated to help him financially, but you're also obligated to help him find a wife and then help him settle. Yishom Elokho, the Torah tells us, be careful. Pen yeh dover im levovcha b'liel. Leimo korvo shnasa shev shnasa shmito. Be careful that you should not have a bad thought in your heart, saying that, why should I lend the money? The seventh year is coming. And if the seventh year comes, I will not be able to get my money back. And he will call out to Hashem, then there will be a great sin. You shall surely give to him. And don't worry about giving to him. Because it's not like you think that by giving him you will have less, or by lending him you will have less, or if the loan is cancelled you will have less. No, Hashem said just the opposite. Biglal hadover hazeh, because of this, yivarecho Hashem elakecho, by giving you will have more. Bechol maasecho v'chol mishlach yodecho. You will have more in everything that you have. Ki layecht alevyin mikerev oretz, there will never cease to be poor in the land. And therefore I command you to surely open your hand to him, to the poor of your land. It's brought that aser te'aser, that through your maestres, through tztoko, you will gain wealth. The Chofetz Chaim brings in the Sefer Avos Chesed that we're not allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu on anything that he says. A person will not say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has promised me great reward if I'll do such a mitzvah, I'll do a mitzvah and we'll see. Not allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to do it, and then HaKovet b'haschar Sefer Lovei, the honor and the reward, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbon. But on this mitzvah, the Chofetz Chaim brings that one is allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes himself, give and I will bless you. If you will give, you will have brocha. And there's another posuk that states that the ma'aseh tzedakah shalom, that the ma'aseh tzedakah is shalom, which means that no one will ever lose from tzedakah. If he gives in accordance to the way the Torah commanded us, no one will ever lose from it, but we will only gain from it. This mitzvah is one of the most important mitzvahs in the Torah. The fact is, the Rambam, the Gemara brings that this mitzvah is equal to all of the other positive commandments. The Rambam brings in Perek Asiri, 10th Perek of Hilchas Matnas Anim, Chayovin Onu Lizoire B'mitzvistoka Yesem Mikol Mitzvah Esei. The Rambam says that one is obligated to be more careful with this mitzvah than any other positive commandment in the Torah. Even though that all mitzvahs are important, and we cannot say which ones are, we cannot say that there are any who, that are not important, but the Rambam writes that more than any other positive mitzvah, more than the mitzvah of sukkah, more than the mitzvah of tefillin, more than the mitzvah of tefillah, Rambam says, Chayovin onu leizoya b'mitzvah stokah yeseh mikol mitzvah zeseh. That a Jew is obligated to be more careful in the mitzvah of stokah, more than any other mitzvah zeseh, more than any other positive commandment in the Torah. Shat stokah simen letzadig zera Avram Avinu. Stokah, someone who's about stokah, this is a sign that he's from the seed of Avram Avinu. Because this was the midah, this was the quality of Avram. Shneimar ki yadativ lemana sheyetzav es bonav la'aseh tzedakah. Kodesh Baruch Hu said that why will I choose Avraham? There were other righteous people in the world. Noach was righteous. Meshushelech was righteous. Odom was righteous. There were other righteous people. Why did I choose Avraham? Because I know that Avraham, it won't end with him. He will teach his children after him. What will he teach his children after him? So the Torah says he will teach his children after him. Letzaves bonav usbeisai lasai stoko umishpot, to do stoko and justice. But it mentions lasai stoko. He will teach his children after him to do stoko, to give from their own to others. So we see that this was the quality of Avraham Avinu. And someone who is a Baal Stoker, this is a quality that is Mizer Avraham, is from the seed of Avraham. The throne of Israel and the laws of truth will stand only through Stoker. Shnema B'Stoker Tichoneneni. Bein Yisrael Nigolin Ele B'Stoker. And the Geula, the redemption, will come only through Stoker. Shnema Tzion B'Mishpot Tipode B'Shavio B'Stoker. Siyain will be redeemed through justice and through tzedakah. A person will never become poor from giving away tzedakah. This is if he does it properly. And no damage will come to him from it. Whoever is merciful and compassionate towards others, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be compassionate towards him. Chol misha achzori, whoever is ruthless, he's not compassionate. Ein marachim. The Rambam says, Yesh lochush liyichusei. If you see a person who is an achzor, he's not merciful, he's ruthless, you can be chayshus, you can be suspicious if he's from the seed of Avraham Avinu. See a person that cannot share his with others. He's not compassionate. Yesh lochush v'yechusai. You can be suspicious if he's from the seed of Avraham. Shein achzorius metzuye ele ba'akum. Because achzorius, ruthlessness, lack of mercy and compassion, this is found by the goyim, not by Klal Yisrael. And all of Israel, and all of those who join Israel, their brothers. As it states, Boni Matem Lashem Alakechem. And if one brother will not be merachim on another brother, so who would be merachim on the poor of Israel? Who can they go to? Then the Rambam goes through many halachos, which we don't have time to go into each one tonight. Now the Chazal have spoken much on this mitzvah, and let's go into some of the makaris, some of the sources. The Gemara in Masechta Ksubos brings, and Daf Samach Vov Amud Beis, there was a very wealthy person by the name of Nachdiman Ben Gurion. Nachdiman Ben Gurion, not just a few weeks ago, was Tisha B'Av, when the Romans had laid siege to Yerushalayim. So there were three very wealthy people that said that they had enough material possessions to hold out Yerushalayim for years. One of these people were Nachdiman Ben Gurion. So he was a very, very wealthy person. The Gemara says that when his daughter got married, her husband asked the Chachomim, according to the dispute here between Rashi and Tosfos, but according to Tosfos, her husband asked the Chachomim how much money should he give her for kupish of psomim, for her perfumes. A husband must support a wife accordingly, according to his means and according to her standard. And she came from such a wealthy home, and he also was a man of means. So how much allowance should he give her for besomim, for scents, for perfumes? Omru lehem, so they said, they paskind, poskulei chachomim arve meyazuvim lekupish obsomim lebebiyem, that he must give her 400 pieces of gold every day for her perfumes. When they said that, she said, kach tifseko livneisechem, you should be in a position to allocate this for your daughters also. The honor acharei amen. And they answered amen. So this shows you of the tremendous wealth. Then the Gemara brings Tonda Rabbonin Maisa by Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, a story with Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai was the one who was the leader of the Jewish people during the time of the Roman siege. And he's the one who negotiated Yavne v'chachomeho and so forth. One day he was riding, Shoyerechev alachamor, he was riding, v'yetzim Yushalayim, v'yetalmidim halchinachrov, he was riding and going out of Yushalayim with his talmidim, his disciples following him. Rori v'achas, he saw a young girl, Shoyesim alaketes se'irim, imen glole behemtin shel arbaim. And she was gathering barley from the dung of the animals of the Arabs. When they came close, this is how poor she was. When they came close, so she covered her hair, she stood up and she said, Rebbe Panaseini, Rebbe, give me panoso. So Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai said, Biti, my daughter, who are you? She said, I'm the daughter of Nachdiman ben Gurion. I'm the daughter of this Nachdiman ben Gurion. Oma loy biti momen shel beis avich heichen holach. So Yechon ben Zakkai said, my daughter, the money of your father's household, where did it go to? Omrulei, she said to him, leik den matli mitlo b'Yerushalayim, is it not like those who make parables in Yerushalayim, say, Melach Momen Chosar, if a person wants to salt his money, if he wants to keep his money,
If you want to keep meat, you must salt it. Especially in those days, they didn't have freezers. If you want to keep your money, how must you keep your money? How can you salt your money? Chaser. If you give it away, this will be the quality that will allow you to keep it. Amri lo chosid. Others say, do chesed with it. Give it away and do chesed. This will be the element that will keep your money for you. My father didn't give it away. He didn't do tzedakah. He didn't do chesed. He lost all of his money. And what about your father-in-law, Rabbi Yechiman Zake asked? Your father-in-law also was a wealthy, wealthy person. Where? What happened to that money? The money was mixed together when we got married. So my husband brought money in from his family, and I brought money from my family, and it was all mixed together. So one caused the other to be lost. Omru lei Rebbe Zochor ato kishu chasamta al ksubosi. She said to Rabbi Yechiman Zake, Rebbe, do you remember when you signed my ksuba? You were at my chasama. Omru lei en la talmido, Rabbi Yechiman Zake turned to his talmidim, to his disciples. He says, Zocha ani kishu chasamti al ksubosi. Shilzu ba yisi koribo. He says, I remember when I signed on her ksuba. And I read the ksuba at the chasana. And I read, Elef alofim din rezov mi besavihu. 1,000 gold pieces. 1,000,000 gold pieces she is bringing with her from her father's household. Chutz mishel chomiha. Besides the money, what the chosin is bringing from his father's household. Bocha Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai wept. He said, Ashreichem Yisrael, fortunate is Israel. When they fulfill the will of the Almighty, so there is no nation that will be able to overpower them. But when they do not fulfill the will of the Almighty, not only are they given into the hands of an umash feila, of a lowly nation, but into the hands of the animals of this lowly nation. This is what the Gemara brings. Then the Gemara asks, Nagdiman ben Gurion le'avet stoker. What does it mean that Nagdiman ben Gurion lost his money because he didn't give it away? He didn't give stoker. Asanya, we learned on Nagdiman ben Gurion. Omru alov al Nagdiman ben Gurion, kisho yeitzim yibes le'beis ha-medrash, when he would go from his house into the beis ha-medrash, klimiles hoye matzin tachtov. They used to spread very expensive carpets in front of him so he would not have to walk on the ground. And then he would instruct his servants to leave the carpets there. And the poor would come and they would take the carpets away. So what do you mean he didn't give tzedakah? Gemara says two answers to this. First of all, this he did not do for the poor. He did this for his own honor. He wanted to show everyone what kind of money he had. It was a tzedakah that was lichvaydai, for his own honor. And also, what he should have done, what he should have given, he didn't give. Like people say that you load, how much do you load a camel? You load a camel in accordance to his strength. If it's a weak, a frail camel, you put a small load on it. If it's a strong camel, you put a great load on it. Same thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a man has a little money, puts a small load on him. He has more, he gives him a greater load. If he's a multimillionaire like Nadiman Ben Gurion, then this HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not accept from him if he gives a little stoker. He must give in proportion to what he has. This is what the Gemara says. This is a Maisa Nora. This is a tremendous story. It's a frightening story. How many people give tzedakah, but they're interested only in their own honor? They're not interested actually in helping the poor? And how many people who are tremendously wealthy people, And they feel that if they will give something which is a very nice sum, this is satisfactory. But that would be a nice stoko for someone of appropriate of that means. This means that if a person has a wealth of thousands, Kodesh Baruch Hu demands proportionately. If a person has millions, Kodesh Baruch Hu demands millions. In accordance to the strength of the camel is the weight judged by him. This is what the Chazal say, Echod Amarbe ve Echod Amamit. There's no difference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu how much the person gives. It is the intent. If an oni will give a pruta, that by Hashem is dear as a great multimillionaire will give 100,000 rand. Because that pruta to that oni could be much more, could mean much more. Then the Gemara on Daf Samech Zayin Omed Beis brings further cases. Ukfa hava anyo bishivavuse. Mar ukfa had a certain oni, a certain poor person who lived in his area. The havarogel ishture lei arve meazuze kol mali yume di kippura. He would send to him 400 zoos every erev Yom Kippur. One day shadrina nelei biyad brei. One time, he sent it in the hands through his son. Marukva sent the money through his son. Also, Amalei Leitzorich. Son came back and he told his father, you're making a mistake by sending him money. He doesn't need it. Oh, Michael Zisu. Why? What did you see? Why do you say this? He says, I saw Komezalfele Yain Yoshun. He was Mezalfele Yain Yoshun. He was drinking old wine, very good wine, very expensive wine. And not only was he drinking it, he was sprinkling it around the house in order that it should give a good scent. So he was living like a wealthy person. So the son said, don't send him anymore, he doesn't need it. Omar, Marukfa said, Mefane kuli hai, aifinhu v'shadrinu nilei. He said, I didn't know that he was such a mafunik. A mafunik means that I didn't know that he was a person who was accustomed to such a standard of living. So he took double the money and he sent it to him. Because the Gemara says that you must help a person maintain the standard of living he had before he became poor. Ki kornicha nafshe. When Mar Ukva was dying, when this person was dying, Mar Ukva, Omar, he said, I see lichush benoidet stoko. He called for his accounts. He called his accountant. He asked for his accounts. He says, I want to know what my stoko accounts are. So the accountant came, eshkach, and they added up, shivas alfei dinri. He had given in his lifetime 7,000 dinri. Omar, he said that a small amount of mozen, a food, for such a long journey. I'm about to go on a long journey, and I'll need what to eat. And what I'll eat there will be the tztoka that I gave here. And it's not enough. Kom bizrazei lepalgei memoina. So he went and he gave away half of his entire estate. Half of his entire estate to the poor. Mora says, Echi Ovid. How was he allowed to do it? Omar Abeloi, Beushi, Skinam, and Vazvez, Al Yevazvez, Jason, and Chemish. The Chachomi made a takona, they made an edict that a person should not give away more than 20% of his estate. No, the reason for that was is because if he'll give too much and he'll squander it too much, so then maybe he himself will have to come on to tztoko. So that's while a person is living. But achar miso, at the time of his death, less lumbo than he's allowed to. The Gemara in Baba Basra brings many statements from Chazals and the mitzvah of tztoko. We won't have time to go into too many of them, but let's make mention of a few. Not on Daftes. On Daftes on Aleph and on Yud. And on Yud. Gemara says, Omer Vasi, Shkulet Stoker Keneged Kol HaMitzvahs. The mitzvah of Stoker is equal to all of the mitzvahs of the Torah. Shneamar Ve'amanu Aleinu Mitzvahs. Hashem has given us this mitzvah. Mitzvah ain't ksiv kan ela mitzvahs, the plural. Omer Rav Lazar, Godel Hamaase Yesa Min HaEsa. Someone who influences someone else to give tztoko, this is greater than giving tztoko himself. Shneamar V'hoye Maase At Tztoko Shalom. Be'avedis At Tztoko Hashkid V'betach Ad Olam. Maase At Tztoko. Someone who causes others to give tztoko will always have peace. The causing of others to give tztoko is greater than giving tztoko yourself. Then the Gemara says, Zocho halei porus l'rov lachmecho, lei zocho v'anim rudim tovi bais. The person is zecha, then his money will go to feed the hungry. If he is not zecha, see, the Gemara brings it's a schus also to give tztoko. Not only a mitzvah, an obligation, it's a schus. Not everybody has the schus to give tztoko. Not everyone who has the money and who wants to give the tztoko, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow him to give tztoko. Zocho, if he is zeich, if he has the schus, his money will go to help feed the poor. Le zocho, if he's not zeich, aniyim rudim tovi bais, he'll lose his money at any rate. But it'll be the Gemara Rashi brings Anim Rudim. This is the Roman government. The Roman government that was always saying, Havlon, Havlon, we need more money, we need more money, we have to build greater cities, we need more taxes. They'll take away the money from him. Omalu Rav le b'nei Mechuza. Rav would always say to the people of his village, Mubutusim in Aicho, Asibari Adori, I beg of you that you should give to each other money in order that you will have Shalom b'malchusa. That you will have shalom from the malchus, from the government. Because if you will give your money away, then there'll be peace. If not, the government will come and take it. Omer Blezer said, man, during the time the Beis HaMikdash stood, a person would give his shekel, he was obligated to give the shekel, and it would be a kapor. Now that the Beis HaMikdash does not stand, if he gives stock a good, if not, the goyim will come and take it. Rabbi Yitzchok said, whoever gives a pruta to a poor person, misborach b'sheis brochas, has six brochas from it. Amafayis b'dvorim, and whoever speaks nicely to the poor person also, and encourages him Mizborach b'yud aleph brochos. He has 11 brochos. Then the Gemara goes through all of the brochos. Omar Reb Yitzchok. The pasuk that states, Raidev tztoka v'chesed, someone who pursues tztoka and chesed, yimotzei chaim tztoka v'koved. He will find life and he will find tztoka and honor. So the Gemara says, because he pursues tztoka, he will find tztoka. What does that mean? If the person is the type of person that he wants to give tztoka, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see that he will have money in order to give tztoka. Someone who pursues tztoka, he will find tztoka. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see that he has money to give tztoka. Mamsi Leimos. Then also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if a person really wants to give tztoka, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will direct to him B'nei Odom Hu Gonim. Fine, deserving people. Hashem will direct to him deserving people or deserving causes for this tztoka. This comes to exclude that Omar Yimiyol Ifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that when Jews are not deserving, they're not deserving of the mitzvah, and they do not keep mitzvahs HaTorah, even when they'll want to give tztoka, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see to it that B'nei Odom She'enim Hu Gonim will come non-deserving people, and non-deserving causes will come, and they'll take the tztoka. There's another Gemara that says that if a person is a righteous person and he wants to give tztoka, if he loses money, if he loses it, Kodesh Baruch Hu will direct a deserving poor person to find it, and this way he'll have tztoka. So we see it's a schus also to be able to give the tztoka. And this we see, how many people do we know that squander thousands, hundreds of thousands, for various causes? And we know the causes which in most cases are meaningless. And other people give to the right causes. They have that schus. Whoever gives stoka regularly, he will have sons that will be sons of wisdom and of wealth, of agoda and chokhmah. Then the Gemara brings Zush she'elo shoal tunus rufus tunus rufus haroshes Rabbi Akiva. Tunus rufus, who was one of the Roman emperors, asked Rabbi Akiva, if your God loves poor people, then why doesn't he feed them? So Rabbi Akiva answered, in order that we should be saved from the din of Gehenna, in order that we should have this skus. If he would feed them, so then what would we do? So in order that we should have this chus, this is why Hashem doesn't feed them. So he answered, Tunis Rufus answered, Adarabba, this will bring you Gehenna. He says, and I'll give you an example. The example of a king who became angry at a servant. He threw him into the dungeon, commanded all of the people not to feed him or to give him to drink. One man went and he fed him, he gave him to drink. When the king hears of this, isn't he angry? And you are called Avodim, Kili b'nei Yisrael Avodim. You are servants to Hashem. Omar le Rebbe Akiva said, I'll give you an example. A king became angry on his son. He threw him into the dungeon and he commanded that no one is allowed to feed him or to give him to drink. One man went and he fed him and he gave him to drink. When the king hears about this, doesn't he give that man a gift? And we are called bonim, we are called children, bonim atem l'shem elekechem. So Tunis Rufus answered, you are called children and you are called servants. When you fulfill the will of Hashem, then you're children. When you do not fulfill the will of Hashem, then you are servants. And now, this was during the Roman rule, now you are not fulfilling the Yerotzin of Hashem. So you are like servants. So what right do you have to give tzedakah? So the Bekiva answered, states, Halei preis l'rov lachamecho, give bread to the poor, and ani merudim tovi bais, and governments will come to take your money away from you, or else the governments will come to take your money away from you. When is this? Now. And still HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands us to give tzedakah. So from here we learn that the whole purpose why Hashem did not feed the poor is in order to give us the schus to feed the poor. Because through this we will be saved from the din of Gehenna. We'll speak in another minute on that from the Vilna Gaon. Mara brings Dorash Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Sholem. Just like a person's mezainis is predestined from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, just like what he will make is calculated by Hashem from one Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah, so are his losses calculated by Hashem from one Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah. It brings so the Gemara says if he'll be Zeicher, those losses will be through tzedakah. If he will not be Zeicher, those losses will be through other governments or other powers taking the money away from him. And then the Gemara brings Bnei Achta de Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai, the nephew, the son of the sister, Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai, had a dream. And in the dream, he dreamt that Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai was going to lose 700 dinuim. So he went to Rabbi Yechanan and he influenced him. He came to him with a good cause and he influenced him to give tzedakah. So he got out of Rabbi Yechanan and Zakkai for tzedakah throughout the year 700 dinarim less 17. When Erev Yom Kippur came, the Kesar sent a messenger that he wants to see Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai. So the nephew told Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai, do not fear. He's only going to ask you for 17 dinarim. And this was the case. Kesar called him and he asked him for 17 dinarim. So Rabbi Yechim ben said, how did you know this? So he told him of his dream. So he says, so why didn't you tell me and I would have given the entire 700 to tzedakah? He said, because I wanted you to do a mitzvah lishma. If I would have told you, so you would have given it not because of tzedakah. I didn't want you to know about it. In this way, you gave it because of tzedakah. So we see that a person's losses also are pre-calculated. And it's within his hands to a degree as to how these losses will be fulfilled. Then the Gemara brings Asor Dvorim Koshim Nivra Ba'ilam. Kodesh Baruch Hu created 10 strong qualities in the world, 10 strong elements in the world, one stronger than the other. The mountain, the stone, is a strong element, and steel can cut it. Steel is strong, but fire can melt it. Fire is strong, water can extinguish it. Water is strong, the clouds can carry it. Clouds are strong, the wind can disperse them. The body, the wind is strong, the body, even though it's full of wind, can carry it. The body is strong, fear can break it. From here we see what fear does to a person. Fear can break it. Fear is strong, wine can dissipate the fear. Wine is strong, sleep can dissipate the effect of wine. Umisakul koshmikul. So it comes out that actually sleep is from the strongest elements of the world. And the strongest is miso, death. Utstoka matzelas minamiso. And tzedakah can save a person from death. So the Gemara brings Because Dichsiv states in Mishle, Shlem HaMelech said, Stoka Tatzil Mimoris. Stoka saves a person from death. Then the Gemara says, come and see the difference between a Kodesh Baruch Hu and another king. Another king, if you bring him a gift, has to be a great gift, has to be something which is befitting for a king, and still you don't know if he'll accept it or if he won't accept it. You don't know if he will offer you his presence or not. But by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, ain't a king. A person gives a pruta to an oni, he can give a small coin to an oni, zechel mekabel pnei Hashchina. And through this, he sees the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As it states, Ani b'tzedek echse ponecho. The Dovid HaMelech said, through tzedek, through tztoko, I see your face. When I give tztoko, I am zeche to your presence. There is much more, but we don't have time for it this evening. In Parshas Rus, the Sefer Rus, states, Vayhi b'mei Shvet ha-Shoftim, he was during the time of the Shoftim, Vayhi rov ba'aretz, and there was a great famine in the land. Vayelech ish mi beis lechem Yehuda, and a person went from the house of mi beis lechem Yehuda lagur b'stei Moav. He left Eretz Yisrael to go to the land of Moav. Hu v'ishtei shnei vonov, he and his wife and two sons. Shem ish Elimelech, the man's name was Elimelech. Shem ishti Naomi, his wife's name was Naomi. Two sons were Machlen and Chilja. Vayomas Elimelech, Elimelech died. So she remained with her two sons. They went and they married Noshima Avios. They went and they married women, non-Jewish women from Moab, Orpah and Rus. They lived there for 10 years. Vayimusagam shneihem, and they also died. Machlen v'chilya. But tishoer of isha mishnei yeladeha umi isha. And the woman now remained alone. She lost Elimelech. She lost her two sons. When she came back, she said, do not call me Naomi, but rather, I am a person who is bitter. Naomi comes from the word pleasantness, beauty. I am a person who is bitter. She lost everything. The Chazal tried to find out why. Why did this happen? So Rashi brings, Elimelech Osher Godelhoy. Elimelech was a very wealthy person. Upanis Hador, he was from the leaders of the community, the leaders of the generation. V'yotzu me'eretz Yisrael l'chutz la'oretz. He went out of Eretz Yisrael to chutz la'oretz, mipnei tzoras ha'ayin, because of his tight-fistedness, because of his stinginess. Because as the Megillah states, there was a great famine in the land. And the poor were coming, there was a great famine in the land. The poor were coming to him because he was extraordinarily wealthy, and they were asking him for money. He couldn't take it. So he left Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz La'aretz. L'kach nenesh. For this reason, he was punished. He died. His children married Moavias, they died, and his wife remained alone. The Vilna Gaon in his Pirush on Rus, this posuk, goes to a very great elaboration on the mitzvah of Chesed and Stokov. And he writes at the end of this Pirush, he writes, Ki ikur midas hachesed hanimshach me'ita yizborach. We all know that Hashem is mole hazdai, Hashem is chesed, Hashem is good, Hashem is kind. The quality of chesed, which comes from Hashem to a person who may achesed she'eso odim lamato. This is when the person does chesed in this world. This means that if a person emulates HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he does chesed, he's kind to others, then through this he will bring the chesed, the kindness of Hashem to him. Ba'atzar ara hoye lehem hu mashalei chomlu al aniyin. He called Masha Noisan Hashem Lazeh Yeser Mizeh. And the Sarara, the evil in Elimelech was, or in other people, is when he will not be compassionate to others. If he is not compassionate to others, then he will not bring this Chesed of Hashem to him. He called Masha Nathan Hashem Lazeh Yeser Mizehu Kadesh Yerachem Al Chavere. Ve'yaneu min hachosav. Called Masha Nathan Hashem Lazeh Yeser Mizeh. The reason why Hashem gave to some people more than the others was in order that these people should have mercy on the others and let them share in their own material wealth. The whole reason why Hashem gave more material wealth to some individuals than others is in order that these with greater material wealth can have compassion toward the others and share it with them. Kivan shalei osu zeis, and since they did not do this, govru b'zeh alei midas hadin. So then they did not bring the midas hadin, chesed, the chesed from Hashem upon them, but they brought the din. They brought the judgment of Hashem upon them. Umiyad v'ayir ov v'oretz. And therefore there was a famine in the land, and therefore all of this took place. So the Vilna Gaon says that if a person wants the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he has to do chesed himself. And if he doesn't, then he brings upon himself the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the judgment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is what happened in this parsha. The Chofetz Chaim Zochein Livrocha wrote a Shulchan Aruch on Stoker and on all types of chesed. He calls it Avas Chesed, which there he brings many, many halachos. When a person is supposed to give stokah, how much should he give stokah? He goes into the laws there of a tenth, and he goes into the laws of 20%. And he says a lot depends on how much the individual has. If he has a great amount, then he can give more, and that depends on the needs also. And then also he writes there that this is in regards to aniyim. This is in regards to giving to the poor. But when it comes to giving or helping to support a person to study Torah, he said, this is besides stokah, this is a different mitzvah. This is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, of learning, of Yisachar and Zvulun. We find that Zvulun, they were great merchants. They lived by the sea. They were in export and import, great business people. And because of this, they had no time to learn. Yisachar, these were people who were tremendously brilliant. There were 250 Rosh Sanhedrin, 250 heads of the Sanhedrin were from this tribe, Yisachar. And they used to labor in Torah day and night. Hamor Gorim, when Yaakov gave them their bracha, he said they were like the donkey, that the donkey travels by day and by night. They labored in Torah day and night, and they never had time to do business. So they made a partnership. And half of all of the wealth of Zvulun went to Yisachar. half of all of Yisachar's Torah went to Zvulun. So he brings there, they gave much more than 10% or 20%. He said, because this in Stockholm, in giving to the poor, giving to the orphans, giving to the widows or so forth, that has these limitations. But when it comes to the support of Torah, he says, that's a person's own Talmud Torah. That's a person's own learning. And just like for his own learning, the more he learns, the more reward he'll have. And the more he invests, the more he'll have from it. So the same when it comes to the supporting of Torah. He says, there a person is allowed to give even far more than that. I'd just like to conclude now with one or two thoughts from the Maral Prague, who has a special chapters dealing with Stockholm. He writes, it states, we learned in the Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchok said, Reidiv Stoka v'chesed yimotze chaim, Stoka v'kovet. Someone who pursues Stoka and chesed, someone who wants to give Stoka and chesed all the time, he will find chaim, he will find life. And we learned also, Stoka tatzel mimoves, that the only thing that can prevail over death is Stoka. So he says, why is this? The metzias ha-chaim, what is life? He says, life is the panoso. What gives us life in this world? The panoso that we receive from Hashem. The fact that He gives us food. The fact that He gives us clothing and shelter. This gives us life. This is the metzias ha-chaim. This is the entity, the essence of life. How long can a person live without eating or without drinking? When one human being gives another human being panosa, so then he is standing in place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Nesein Chaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gives life to everyone. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a schus to give tzedakah, so he gave us a singular power to be like him. Mechal kil chayim v'chesed. Who is the Mikavi Yochel? Who is the Mechal kil chayim? Who is the one who gives life? But he gave us also the opportunity to give life to people. So when we give life to people, we give them panosa, and that's life for them. So we are a shooter for a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're coming very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, we will find life. If we give life, we will find life. And if we bring ourselves so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we're attaching ourselves to the Mekor HaChaim, to the very source of life, where we will find life. The Gemara we mentioned before, by the daughter of Nachdiman Ben Gurion, what happened to your father's wealth? She answered, like those who say parables, you want to retain your wealth. Chosar, you want to salt your wealth. You want to retain it. Give it away. Do chesed with it. That will retain it. So why is this? If you have a spring of water, the nature of the spring is that if only a small amount of water will come out of it, so then only that additional amount of water will go into it at its subterranean levels. The more water that will come out of it, then the more it will replenish itself at subterranean levels. We would think the opposite. We would think that a spring or a pool of water, the more water it loses, the less there'll be. But with a spring is just the opposite. If it loses a little water, so its source will be replenished only through a little. If it gives forth a lot of water, then that much more water will go into its source. Why is that? because the source of the spring, Gemara calls this Mayim Chayim. The source of this spring is attached to a source of never-ending water, and that will refill the spring only in accordance to how much room there is for the water to find itself place. A person receives his parnosa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he gives from his parnosa to others, he's giving away part of his life, and he's attaching himself to the source of life, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will replenish it appropriately, proportionately. The more he gives, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu will replenish it with. Therefore, someone who wants to retain his wealth, let him give tzedakah. Through this he will retain it, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will keep, he is cleaving to the source of life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him more. And this is why the Gemara says that someone who closes his eyes to tzedakah is ki'ilo ever averizor, as if he's committing idolatry. Because the one who commits idolatry, that's the one who goes away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The one who gives it tzedakah, this is the one who comes close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One final statement from the Chazal, and that is, the Medrash says, "Tani b'shem Rabbi Shua." It's a Medrash in Vayikra Rabba, Perak Lama Dalet. Rabbi Shua learned, "Yaisim imasha balabais esim ha'oni ha'oni esim balabais." More than the balabais does for the poor, does the poor do for the balabais. Chofetz Chaim writes, he says, many times someone comes for tzedakah, and we give it to him, but in a fashion like we want to get rid of him. And he says, many times someone comes for someone who's learning Torah, or is representing a yeshiva where they're learning Torah, and we give him tzedakah because we, as if we want to get rid of him. He says, what would be if a person's partner in a big business would come and he wants to hear the reports, how are things are doing and whatnot? He'll sit him down and he'll be happy to see him. He says, this must be the attitude when a person comes, especially if he's representing Torah, he's a partner and he's merchandising for you. So similar to this, but even more so. Now what we've learned now, we see that tzedakah is a great schus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't even allow this schus by everyone. We see, as mentioned before, we know many people that give away all types of money. They give it away. But who does it go for? You've got people giving millions in order to bring elephants from Africa to America to put them in the zoo. But this is true. You have philanthropists who do this. And you have other people, other philanthropists, even amongst the goyim, philanthropists that have given away millions. Some give away millions to set up art museums, and others give away millions to set up research in cancer, to bring cures to the world. So you see, it's a schus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give this schus to everyone. And like Rabbi Kiva answered, the Tanusrufus Harosho, he said that why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us this job and not do it himself? Because through this we will be saved from Gehenna. Ruth said to the Onik, when Ruth went to the field of Boaz, and he told her to stay there and to pick up all of the sheaves that were left over for herself. So Ruth came to Naomi and she said, Shemu Isha Shero Sisi Imai, the name of the man who that I did for him, not that he did for him. She did more for him by taking what he gave her. The Rambam says, this is the siman of Zera Avraham Avinu. The quality that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw in Avraham, it was about tzedakah. The second quality he saw in Avraham, that he would teach it to his children. And here we must learn the mitzvah of tzedakah, and we must learn also that this mitzvah is a mitzvah we must give you and our children, that they carry on in tzedakah. And Yitzhak Hashem, we should be zeicher to the Gula and to all of the other brachas.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.